Hello, this is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Good evening.
Hi. Who's on? Who's this?
Hi, I'm Ash from Tokyo. It's good morning here.
Oh, hi, Ash. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So are we still waiting for other members or everyone else? Has
I guess. Been? Is anybody else on?
Not yet.
Hello?
Hi, yes, Chris. Yeah, Chris from Dublin.
Oh, Chris, you keep clicking out. I'll keep losing you.
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Hi, I hear you now. The end of your words keep getting cut off.
Okay. No, Chris from Dublin.
Yeah, I hear Chris from, and then you disappear. I don't know if you have a bad connection.
I don't know. I can hear you okay.
You might want to, I don't know, call back in maybe? You keep, we only hear the beginning of what you're saying. Sorry. Is anybody else on? Is this really such a small phone call? Ash, you've got like almost your own one-to-one call.
Lucky me.
Nice. You're going to get your money's worth tonight.
All right.
Let
so,
me see if Chris can,
yeah,
get,
till the
let
time,
me see if Chris can get back on. And,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is Chris, are you back on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, I hear you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's just the three of us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go over the challenge for today and kind of wrap up boot camp, and I'm going to talk, I promised last week, way less than I talked on the last call. And you guys kind of have like your own semi one-to-one call tonight. Unless more people start popping on. So might as well get your money's worth, right?
Absolutely. No, I feel lucky. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, good. Well, we have a whole hour ahead of us. And the calls are recorded. So I know there's people from all around the world that call in. I know some people have had a hard time figuring out the times and the days. So if people can't make this call, it's recorded for you to access afterwards. Actually, just some housekeeping stuff. Again, the calls are recorded. They should be up by tomorrow. You have access. Boot camp officially ends today. This is the last day. The Facebook group will stay open for about a week or so. I suggest kind of copying and pasting anything you find helpful. You know, take some screenshots of some of the posts. Maybe something that Suzanne's written, something that you've seen one of the other members write, just to have, because what was happening was that we were having so many Facebook pages, people were kind of spread out all over the place and not reaping the rewards of like one main group of their people. So what we try and do moving forward is have everybody kind of come over to, well, let me tell you what we have available. We have regular free ongoing support. As long as you have purchased DARE or the book or downloaded the book, we have you can be in DARE 101, the Facebook page, which is free. Mostly peer-to-peer help with the program. I pop on there every once in a while. Every once in a while, DARE posts something, but it's mostly for peer support. And then there's also the DARE for Success group that we love for everybody to post to. It's nice and inspirational. You see pictures and videos and people that have really been through it all, and they post their successes there. So you're always welcome after boot camp. You're always welcome before, too, to post on DARE 101 and DARE for Success. Moving forward after boot camp is over, we have kind of like a step down of support, which is called DARE Advanced. It's kind of like this, but on a lesser level of intensity. So for boot camp, it's 10 days, and you get three group calls, two with me and one with Barry. No, sorry, just two with me. You had a call with Barry on Saturday. In DARE Advanced, you have three group calls in a month. So it's kind of like our goal of boot camp is to give you all this information, give you a really good platform to get started, kind of get out, get motivated, start to make some changes, kind of getting the ball moving. And DARE Advanced is a nice place for ongoing support. And we post regular goals. There's a lot of people in there who have been through the programs before, some years ago, and they like to kind of just stick around. It's become kind of like a little family. Nice. So again, there's two group calls with me and one group call with Barry each month. On my calls are usually on Thursdays. I have one of them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, and another one at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then Barry runs his call on Saturdays. I think it's usually around 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That way we can kind of hit most of the world, at least on one or two calls. Those calls are recorded as well. And so you two group calls with me, a call with Barry, an ongoing Facebook support page. And that's $25 a month. It's pretty cheap, got to say, for what you get. And I always tell people to just do it. Honestly, after boot camp, you know, do it for a month or two because it's nice. You get so much support here and it's like, you know, like very goal oriented and what to do each day. So you're not going to get all these messages sent to your phone every day, but it's kind of like, you know, trying to keep the momentum going to, so, you know, to come over to Dare Advance. You could always come back at a later time. You know, and you can, if you want to go on your own and not do any paid programs, that's fine too. We're always here. We have all different levels of support for all things people have ever, you know, been asking for or looking for. I also offer one-to-one calls. If anybody just wants to talk to me one-on-one, that's fine too. I promise I'm not going to tell you anything different than what I say on the group calls, but some people just, they either can't make the group calls or they just want, I don't know, just a more personalized chat. So you can always book that through the website. That's on, if you go to Dare Response, go to the Dare website and you can click coaching and you can find where to book that there. And that's about it, really. We have the Dare app. Moving forward, we're going to be making probably some changes and streamline some more things together. But right now, at this moment, that's what we have moving forward. You can always email me. Email is the best way to reach me. People try and message me on the Facebook page, and sometimes I see it. But if we're not friends, it goes into that weird inbox that you don't always see for like 3 months. So you can always send me an email at michellekavanaughcoaching@gmail.com. Michelle with two L's, MichelleDavanaugh. coaching@gmail.com. So I say that all here now, so because I know it'll be recorded and you can always go back and pick this information up. Okay, so that's, anybody have any questions about the programs we have moving forward? And you'll be given a veterans link to always have access to all of the videos and audios that were sent to you, all of the downloads. So you'll have that moving forward even after boot camp ends. But it's the only thing that really gets closed down is the Facebook page, really hoping that like we kind of just keep one Dare community on one Facebook page. You know, there's Dare Advance. But you know, you're welcome to move over to there. Any questions about that?
I do have Dare app. I have subscribed to that one. So is it separate than the Advanced Camp you just mentioned about? So should I have both, like my Dare app, as well as you recommend having the Dare Advanced subscription as well?
Dare Advanced is good if you like the phone calls. There's phone calls, you know, like calls like this. We've been talking about, you know, maybe making some changes with all this, possibly combining both of those into one page so that, you know, you pay one price for a subscription, you get the app and the Facebook page and the phone calls and kind of like one spot that's very supportive and one spot that's more peer supportive. But that will probably be in the works maybe in the next few weeks or so. Nothing's set in stone. So I probably shouldn't even be saying that out loud, but I think you'll be getting a message in the next day or two, possibly for like a 2 week trial period to try out Dare Advance. Try that. I like the phone calls, obviously, because I run them. you know, if you like the idea of the calls, you can always go on to a Dare Advance and listen back to the old calls too that are recorded. tons of information. Our last call actually was really awesome. Somebody who was on in the program years ago, like 2012, just popped back on out of the blue. And it was just so nice to hear her talk. Even if you do it for a month, I recommend everybody to come on. But that's just me. You're welcome to do it whenever you're comfortable.
Oh, sure. Our last call was so helpful, really, very encouraging. So definitely, I think what you're saying is absolutely right. The phone calls will definitely help.
Oh, good. And eventually, maybe we'll find some way to incorporate all of, you know, all the app subscribers with the Dare Advance, because so many similar questions pop up from everybody. As you see through Bootcamp, sometimes, like I talk a lot on that first call, but when I do that, I tend to pre-answer a lot of questions. When people realize how to use Dare, like not to directly get rid of discomfort, but how anxiety is in the fight of discomfort. And Dare is teaching people how to let go of the fight. That's kind of why I drill that in last, the beginning of the week, so that you can spend the rest of the week doing it with that mindset. And which kind of leads me to today, which is making and maintaining good habits. And actually, before we move on, anybody else join in, or is it just the three of us?
I think just three of us, yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay. So were you two able to download the XFX sheet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Chris, you too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So it's simple. I mean, as you see, it doesn't get any simpler than that, right? Just a whole bunch of boxes. And we try and keep it simple because we overcomplicate it, right? Anxiety feels so complicated. It feels like we have to do so much. You really don't. Write your goal. Write a reason for the goal, because what's the point of having a goal if there's no reason for it, right? So when you focus on, like, getting through the steps, getting through, like, you know, going out and challenging yourself, you don't necessarily need to focus on I don't like this feeling and it's so hard and it's so difficult. How do I dare through this? It's like, I'm doing this for this. I have a bigger goal in mind. And, you know, the whole point of that sheet is to really, if you achieved your goal for that day, check it off. You didn't achieve the goal for the day. Oh, well, okay, didn't do it today. Going to circle that. And I'm just going to really make sure tomorrow I'm going to put that check in that box. Even if it's uncomfortable, you know, maybe I was tired today and I didn't get to it. So instead of waiting for the evening, I'm going to do mine in the morning, you know, just to find a way to not have, you know, two circles in a row, three circles in a row. Because whatever you're doing the most of is the pattern that you know, gets reinforced. So you want to reinforce this new habit. It takes time. That's why there's so many boxes. It's like learning the alphabet backwards. You know, it's all of this is relearning new patterns. You've just learned a pattern in one way, and now it's just about learning it in a new way. So it takes time just because we already have a pattern in place. You know, we're so used to ABCDEFG, ABCDEFG. Anybody I've ever asked to tell me the alphabet says it like that, or any version of, like, you know, version of the alphabet, it's said in that way. Nobody just picks random letters and tells them to me. Nobody's like, oh, there's like a W, there's a Q. No, we kind of have those patterns ingrained in our head. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to learn it backwards, Z-Y-X, 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 W, right? Sometimes you have to go the old way to remember what the new way is. That's fine. That's not a setback. That's how we learn. It's like, oh, no, wait, right, that's the old way. I'm going to do it this way now. Oh, that's right, this way now. Oh, this old way comes so naturally to me because it's just like a comfortable motion. Like, it's so easy to, I'm so used to fighting. I'm so used to resisting. Oh, that's right, it's let go. So you'll always have that initial reaction. That's fine. Not always, but right now, you might have that initial reaction of fight, of push away, of distract yourself. That's fine. You can't directly get rid of that. Like, it's not you're going to say, don't jump, don't jump, don't jump. No, I jumped. It's fine. Your practice, your goal when you practice is your second response, your conscious response, not your initial spontaneous reaction, but you get to do your conscious response. So if you jump, somebody startles you and you jump, you don't always have to turn around and punch them in the face. You can just go, oh, you scared me. It's just you. And then you put into place like that response. That's where dare is. Not to make sure you never jump again, but if you jump, you get to practice not evacuating your home. You get to say, oh, it's just burnt cookies. Yeah, my smoke alarm's still a little, trigger happy. Still kind of going off all the time. But I'm practicing, like, nodding at it. Nope. Yep. Okay. It went off. No. Oh, well, it's uncomfortable, but that's okay. And that's with any goal that you set for yourself on that sheet. You want to go out and just a few tips on when you make goals. I would try and keep them specific, as clear as possible. You might have an overall goal, a goal of like socialize more. But sometimes that gets fuzzy. I'm like, okay, now what do I do every day? So whatever you're doing every day, I try and make it like a clear, tangible, clear-cut goal. You've either done it or you haven't done it. This way you've known like, okay, check. That's a clear check. Drive for 20 minutes. Check. Right? I can go up and down the same road or drive a distance. Drive for 5 miles a day or walk for 3 steps from my house every day or whatever it is you're going to do. Only because a lot of people will come up with like a vague-ish sort of goal, like drive more, which is fine. I get the premise. But what normally, what generally happens from what I see is that when people will go out driving, they'll say, all right, I went out, I went pretty far, but then I just got too much and then I came home. Okay, that's fine too. But what that really does is like, okay, there's no clear-cut end to this, so I'm just going to keep driving until it's just too hard, and then I'm very uncomfortable, and then I'm kind of fighting, and then it's time to go home. You see the difference? So, like, pick so that you know it's done. Go to the supermarket, buy one thing, and go home every day, or, drive somewhere every day, or sit quietly in my house for 5 minutes every day and just sit and kind of zoom out and just watch my thoughts and give them a nod and just sit with myself. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's not going out. Sometimes it's just being still that we're not good at. So just things like that to practice for your goals. I would also suggest make your goals more positive, something you want to do more of rather than something you want to stop doing. Sometimes that gets a little tricky. It sounds like I play with words a little bit sometimes, but it changes your whole perception of it. Like, because we're so good at fighting, sometimes we put fight goals, like no more junk food, which is, I get it, right? Cut out its sugar and, cut down on all that stuff. That's fine. But as a goal, I would write like eat 5 vegetables a day, because all that does is it creates just another slight, subtle level of like, oh, don't eat sugar. Oh, gosh, I did it. I had it. I failed today. I failed at my goal. So I would try and just switch it just a little bit instead of like, don't beat myself up. All right, well, whatever. Sometimes that happens. But, like, instead, sit down at the end of the day, and I'm going to write, 5 things that happened today in a journal and remember that. And when I notice myself beating myself, I'm going to tell myself 5 positive things. Something that's a little more proactive and in a positive light. Does that make sense for the reasons why?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So guys, it's just you. So what do you have any goals that you've written down? Anything specific that you want to share?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Chris. I have. I've just been going to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
So for for me, the first panic attack that I had this a few months ago was in the. So I wasn't really going there for a few months, and then so in the new year I started going again, and then I've just been ticking that off in the chart.
Good. That's a great goal, right? And it's clear cut and tangible. You've either gone to the gym or you haven't gotten to the gym, right? So remember, you want to praise yourself after you've done that too. That check, and then it's the check in. Yes, I did it. Good job. Right? And then something to reward yourself afterwards. Because we're really good at beating ourselves up. This is like more practice to pay attention to be nice to yourself, right? Reward yourself. I did it. Remember, and it's not doing it perfectly or being perfect every time or doing it to feel good. It's like just for the sake of doing it. So that's a great goal.
Yeah, I mean, some mornings, like, I don't necessarily do a very intense workout, but, you know, I might just be on the treadmill for 20 minutes or on the bicycle for 15. So, like, it's just the act of going there for 1 hour every day just to, you know, help overcome anxiety.
Right, because it's kind of twofold for you. It's not just I'm going to exercise because it's good for my overall health and well-being, but I'm also going because I had a panic attack there, right? And now I'm going just to show my alarm. Go right ahead and ring. It's just a building with, like, metal machines in it. So there's nothing dangerous here, and I'm going every day, even if it's just a treadmill, even if, hey, go and order pizza one day and just go sit on one of the benches and have some lunch. But, you know, it's what you're doing is great. You're showing your alarm, hey, I'm just going to go, whether you ring or not. And, hey, I get, like, bonus points if you do ring because I'm showing you what I'm doing. Dare is now, like, this is my freedom. Now I choose what I do. Remember, and also, like, goals, I forgot to mention this one. Not that you've mentioned this, but because, you know, people that might listen on the recording, try not to have a goal about a feeling, because that's not really so possible either. I want to feel good. Nice, great. So do I. So does everybody else. But all that we end up, what we set ourselves up to do is, am I feeling good? Oh, shit. I went out and did this thing just so I could feel good. I'm not feeling good. I better do something else. Ah, big failure today. Big thumbs down. No, you can't decide how you feel, but there we're going to decide what we do. We choose what we do, and we bring our just bring how we feel with us, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. We're going to bring it with us. I want to add that piece in too.
Yeah, I mean, I was there one morning, and I was on the treadmill, and like after about, I just was setting like small goals, so I just said I'll do 15 minutes, like kind of light jog. And at about 6 minutes, I remember the time, like I was watching the clock on it, and so about 6 minutes into it, the anxiety was starting to come in, you know, give me the sensations, strange sensations. So I just remember, you know, like in the Dare book, that there's a diagram about the water flowing, and then there's, like it says, anxiety is stagnant, pool of water. And so I just thought about this, and I thought, like, at that 5 or 6 minute point, I just thought, this is what anxiety wants. Anxiety wants me. So I kind of tried, I applied the Dare response, and I called it bluff. So I just kept running along. You know what, I actually went right up to 29 minutes that time, you know. It was kind of like it was some kind of a breakthrough.
Awesome, exactly. So now tomorrow when you go, you're going to go like the hunter. You're going to say, hey, alarm, come on. Are you ready for 6 minutes? I'm ready for you at 6 minutes. I know you like to come at 6 minutes, so I'm waiting for you. So, okay, here we are, 4 minutes. All right, come on. I'm gonna pick up the treadmill speed a little faster. Come on, you want to ring? You want to tell me about this? You know, you want to tell me it's almost 6 minutes? Okay. Do you see? You see what I'm doing? It's like a version of run towards, right? Like same, like probably exactly what you did. Calling is bluff. and say, okay, you can ring. Or even like, yeah, okay, I will get off the treadmill, but in 3 more minutes. And for the next 3 minutes, I'm going to sprint full speed. And then I will get off. I choose to get off. I don't have to get off. My treadmill is not on fire. If your treadmill is on fire, you have to get off. And even then, you kind of don't have to get off because you could just be on fire. But most people don't want to be on fire, right? So it's like right now I'm just feeling a certain way. And what we're doing is each time we go out and we don't like how we feel, it's a good time to call its bluff. That's where we call its bluff. All right. Yeah, I feel like I need to leave. I feel this. I feel this. Okay. Well, then that's what I feel, but I'm choosing what I do. So that's excellent. And you showed you weren't hanging on for dear life for the rest of those 29 minutes, right? It was like, yeah, go on and ring.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, look, I'm sorry, but we're not going to stop. You're going to have to work out with me. You're going to have to work today. You know? And of course, anxiety doesn't like that. I didn't like to have to work, so it kind of settled down.
Yeah, right. And it makes the ringing irrelevant. It doesn't mean it's any more comfortable. It doesn't mean you liked it. Like, for example, we went to Puerto Rico in November on vacation. Beautiful place. Highly recommend it, maybe once those earthquakes settle down. So we're walking in Old San Juan, and my kids were with us, and it was so hot. And we had to walk to the car. There was no other way but to just walk. And my one daughter, she was done. She was not having it. She's like, I can't. It's so hot. I'm like, I understand. It's hot. I'm hot. We're tired. I get it. But we still have to get back to the car. So we're just going to walk. And it was like, you just sort of get into that, like, mom mode where you nod and you hear all the complaining behind you. Far away, I have to walk. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, can we get an icy? Oh, can we get a drink? And you're just nodding. You're like, yes, we'll stop for an icy, but it's right up there. We have to get to the store to get the icy. And you nod and nod. It's not pleasant. It's not comfortable. But it's like that little old granny video that I posted, right? Like, well, it is what it is. Your alarm is alerting you to something it sees as, oh, what if it's dangerous? And what you did was say, yeah, I hear ya. It's actually not dangerous. I'm just uncomfortable. So you're going to work out with me today. That's awesome. That's the right mindset right there.
For me, I have my meditation. You know, in their app, there is one meditation for intrusive thoughts. So it actually, and I like that part of, you know, running towards the thoughts because then that gives me the feeling that I'm in control. So daily, it's about 7 to 10 minutes of, I think, meditation, the practice which Barry has given. So that is one of my to-dos or, you know, the habits which I would like to have. And separate, other than that, the 10 minutes or 7 minutes meditation. So around 20 minutes of meditation daily. And also, I would like to target for a full marathon this year. Just to see, one of my health anxieties where or is that will I have panic attack? Okay, because that attack word actually somehow attracted my attention. Okay. And I never had one. So that, you know, still if someone starts talking about it, I feel discomfort, but I haven't experienced it. But, you know, so I want to just make sure that, I mean, I do my half marathon, etc. So just make sure that my body remains healthy. And even if I have one in future or I have whatever, if I have to go through that, then I will have to go through that. But then my body is prepared. And in my control. So that's my second habit, because I would like to.
Yeah, and you'll see any what if, whether it's about your health or whether it's about what if I had a panic attack or what if this, what if that, it's all what if.
Yes.
So it's learning. It has nothing to do with the content. The content is irrelevant because it'll always be something shitty, something we don't like. It's never like, I've said this on the other group calls before. Nobody ever calls me with nice things like, what if I win the lottery? what if I have a spontaneous orgasm? Like, oh gosh, what if? No, we like all that stuff, so we're not going to fight it. We want more of that stuff, right? So we go towards it. There's no fight. We tend to fight things we don't like. So when we have thoughts we don't like, we're like, oh, go away. Whether it's memories, right? We fight memories. We fight thoughts we're having right now. And we fight mostly, we're really good at fighting ideas of the future, right? Even if it's 5 seconds into the future. Oh, gosh, what if I get that? What if I catch that anxiety? I don't have that anxiety. What if? What if I have a panic attack? What if I have cancer? What if this? What if that? Right?
Yes.
Most of the thoughts usually come up with a what if. And
right. That's
where you see it. Doesn't matter if it's about a violent what if or a sexual what if or a sick health-related what if. It's still a what if. It's still the idea of something happening, not something happening.
Right.
But when we fight it, when we have an idea of something happening and we fight right now, we are fighting the same way as if it's happening now.
Yes.
Right? Like if I'm in a virtual reality game and I'm in like a boxing game and I'm like punching, I am punching as if I'm punching a real person. Right?
Mm.
But
yeah. My
body's doing the same exact thing. So it's learning how to really just basically sit and watch one of those virtual reality games, watching a 3D movie where your body might jump a few times, right? The asteroid's coming at your head and you duck, initial reaction, right? But really practicing like sitting and going, well, that's a potential scenario. Yeah, you're right, alarm. I wouldn't like that, because all that's happening is you're having a neutral thought. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's meaningful. You just don't like it. You don't have to like it. So what happens is when we fight it, it's now on our radar. So our alarm, all it's doing, it's shining a light on it, a big magnifying glass so we can see it loud and clear. And it goes, oh, Ash, look at this. Oh, look at this. What about this? And you get to practice. Like the whole point of all those meditations and everything that has to do with thought. It's really just to say, oh, yeah, you're right. I do see that. Yes, you're right. I would not like that. Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Michelle, what about the reverse? What if it's saying, I miss the feelings of anxiety, or I need those feelings? I'm addicted to those feelings. And that's bullshit. But like all of a sudden I wake up and I'm not feeling that anxiety that I'm used to now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even more weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Is this Will?
Yeah, hi.
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 Yeah, it's...
Hi.
It's so sorry to break it to you that you're actually making progress and feeling better, because that's weird too, right?
Yeah, thank you for the progress, but it sucks. No, it's good. It's all good. But then you're like, oh my God, I think I feel better, but that's weird. I shouldn't feel better. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Why shouldn't you?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I ought to feel anxiety from, because I'm so used to it. And then when I don't feel it, I'm like, now I feel weird that I don't feel it.
Right.
I'm not like.
Yeah.
I'm not like elated. Oh my God, my anxiety's gone. I'm better. I'm back. Now I feel like, wait a minute, where was that feeling I had for 6 months that I was so conditioned to? And now I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm changing. It's weird. Now I'm really going crazy.
Yeah. No, actually you're getting better. So sorry. It's just an adjustment period. Like, we're not good with change. We don't like change. We like routines. We like to know what to expect. We like all our plans, our lists. We've already made 10 emergency exits out of every building we walk into. We like to know what to expect, right? So sometimes change is good, but our alarm is just telling you, whoa, something's different. That's all that's happening. Whoa, something's different. That we're not used to. And sometimes it's feeling good. And people get a little freaked out because they're like, oh, shit, I feel good. That must be a bad sign. right? Oh no, I'm too calm. Or like, I'll have people come on for months. Oh, I'm so worried about my heart, my heart rate. Oh, what if my heart beats too fast? And then it's like, what if my heart beats too slow? Like, so you see, like, our alarm always finds a way to hook us. Because then you're like, but you're right. What if? What if it beats too medium? What if it's too perfect? And it's the same thing. We come up with all these should all over ourselves, how we should be feeling and we shouldn't be feeling and what we should be thinking and I should be better by now and I should just fucking let it go. How I feel right now is how I feel right now. Oh, it's weird. I'm not even having anxiety this morning. You get to know that too. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that is weird. I got so used to it. Kind of like when you listen to, like you go to a concert, right? And you leave the concert and like you can't hear a damn thing. It's like takes all very long, like your ears are ringing, everything's like, it's hard to hear. It takes a while, that adjustment period. We're not very good at adjustment periods. We don't like to give time. But let time pass, okay, because you've been so used to like all that noise. Now it's just kind of quiet, you know, and that's fine. You get to practice feeling weird because it's quiet. That's fine too.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, where are all the thoughts? Oh, there they are. And then I'm like, okay, they're not having a reaction to me. And then it goes away. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm back. I'm like, I feel like myself. But then at the same time, I'm like, wait a minute. Where is that adrenaline spike? Where? And it's almost like you get addicted to it. It's such a fine line. Like, can I recover because I want to recover, or am I keeping myself in this mode because I need to feel that as a safety mechanism? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you can go feel it in other ways, too. You can get that, you know, that rush, go do something exciting. But now you're not fighting against it in fear, you know? And when you start seeing, you're going to start working in sync with your body. Like, for this time, you know, you kind of work against yourself. Oh, gosh, there's a thought. And your alarm's like, oh, you're right, there is a thought. Here, let's fight it. And we fight ourselves. You've just been in such a busy state of fighting yourself. Everybody, not just you, but, like, you know, I'm sure Chris, Ash, you would agree too, right? You get into such a state of you just fighting yourself and fighting the what-ifs and fighting ideas and just fighting. It's weird to just not fight, right? It's weird to kind of just. It's like watching a horror movie, like, without the scary soundtrack in the background, you know?
Right.
And you're like, what the hell is this? This doesn't make any sense. This is ridiculous. It's just an adjustment period. So that's fine. You got to give it some time, though. Give your time for, like, everything to settle back down.
My actually experience is I rather, at the background, there is this fear that what if you know, all that anxious feelings come back again? So I'm feeling better, but what if? So actually that's in the background, and that's what I think many of the people probably are also experiencing the same thing. So your mind is not yet ready, or your brain is not yet ready to be 100% comfortable. It always keeps on checking, oh, is it still there? You know, that little anxiety monster is still there or not, etc. And then, of course, then it sometimes shows up, right? So that exactly happens with me too. I also have one question. Now, thanks to DARE, I know that, I mean, there is this anxious energy, and then there are anxious thoughts, and those are interlinked with each other. Sometimes I have started now, I can say segregate those out. So I see sometimes that it's anxious energy which shows up. So for me, it's butterflies in my stomach, or, you know, that sort of knots in the stomach, and then the anxious thoughts come, a few times the thoughts are first and then the anxious feelings come. But is this sort of, you know, this anxious energy, this nervous arousal, is it something which goes down over the period of time, or what exactly is it? Is it still the adrenaline push which is happening?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you watch a scary movie, and after the movie's over, you're like, what was that? What was that? What was that? Right? You're on heightened alert. you hear, like, or you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear something fall, and now your spidey senses, right? You're like, all those antennas are up. You're like, what's that? What's that? Like, you'll hear things that you probably wouldn't have heard before. So that's kind of how we are right now. What's that? What's that? What's that? Our alarm's got this flashlight and shining it everywhere, right? It thinks something kind of broke in and it's looking for it. So let go of the idea of, like, anxious thoughts, anxious sensations, but just thoughts. It's just sensations. Sometimes, but we shine lights on the things that we don't like. So just kind of like, it's just my stomach feels funny right now. But that's just the thought I don't like. The thoughts don't come from anxiety. They're just thoughts. They come from your brain, right? Mm-hmm. The sensations come from your body. We just notice them so zoomed in, and our alarm just sends us energy to fight it. Adrenaline makes everything magnified, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, our memories are sealed in, like, super glue, right? Those feelings, they feel so magnified. Those thoughts feel, right? Feel. So the more you kind of just sit, and I'm like, oh, freaking well. Yeah, there's a thought I don't like. There's a thought I really don't like. When you kind of stop doing that, your alarm stops really paying attention to it. You become indifferent. It becomes irrelevant. So if you're not fighting something, you're not going to get energy to fight it. But it works in, like, an indirect sort of way, right? It's like, well, whatever. It can be there. I don't care. Kind of like how Chris was describing the gym and how Will was describing the thoughts, right? Like, where are these thoughts? Like, where are you? Come here. I have to practice. And it's like, when you really go towards something, it's kind of hard for that alarm to ring because you're not fighting it, right? You might not like it. You might be uncomfortable, but you're not fighting it. So but the more you practice just sitting, and if your goal is, like, that whole meditation idea, that's great for you because it's practicing literally doing nothing. That's kind of weirdly the goal of all of this. Working really hard to learn how to do nothing. And when you do nothing, right, like, the pond settles itself back down, right? So we get stuck kind of splashing in the pond trying to push all the waves away, and we end up making more waves. When we do nothing, there's still a period of time. It's wavy, but it's that adjustment period, right? We just don't have to give it any more energy, and eventually your alarm system will regulate itself, right? The more you kind of go out for the sake of doing things, someone's like, well, he's going to that gym every day. It must not be full of bees. It must not be real danger. Well, you know, it might ring at the wrong time every once in a while, but you're basically just kind of showing this protective part of you, everything's fine. And as long as you're doing it in a way to say, go right ahead and ring, rather than, okay, I'm going to go here 10 times now, shut up and be quiet, right? That's resistance. But if you're just going and nodding and shrugging and practicing and allowing discomfort, the whole idea is teaching people how to not fight, let go of fight, let go of resistance. Your alarm will wind down when you practice letting go. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, guys, this is the end of boot camp. So do you have any questions about the overall boot camp, any comments, any concerns, anything that still doesn't make sense? And then I'm going to kind of leave the call up to you because it's a small call, and I just want to make sure we touched on, like, maintaining habits and, like, how to kind of stay motivated and, you know, all the other programs we have in DARE. But open up to you guys. Any other concerns or questions or anything I didn't address that I might have missed?
Yes.
Fill me in.
When will I know I'm cured? Sorry. I mean, I know it's stupid, but I'm like, I go through this process. And I've been through it before. I didn't lose Cinda Bassett's program, you know, 10 years ago, and I got better. And then I went along with my life, and everything was good. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what's going on? I'm having panic attacks again. Holy shit, I'm slipping into depression. Like, I feel all this shit happening, and then I'm like, how did I get back here? So
get in another program, and that works for me, and then I get better again. It's almost like I'm continuously looking. It's almost like I'm addicted to the adrenaline spike I get from anxiety, and I'm like, if I don't have it, I feel like something's missing. Does that? I mean, I'm a basket case. I get it.
No. Oh, well, sometimes it's because it's such an in-your-face sort of thing, right? Like bees, right? Lion, tiger, right? The whole point of our alarm system is to put us into the state. It's very obvious, right? It's not like, is that a panic attack? You're like, holy shit, it's a panic attack, right? It's uncomfortable. So it's noticeable. Sometimes when that kind of goes away, you get to kind of see what's underneath that layer. And if you don't like what's underneath that layer, you're like, oh, let's just cover that shit back up. Oh, maybe I'm a little sad. I don't know. I'm just saying sometimes, like, it's such a loud sort of thing that when it quiets down, you're like, oh, well, there's everything else. Well, maybe all those other things are really great and nice. Maybe there's some things under there that I didn't really have to bother paying attention to because I was so focused on all the noise, you know, and fighting and trying to fix this. And now that it's quiet, now it's like, now what? Sometimes people feel like that void. I think they're kind of down. But it's a matter of just getting used to that quiet. Doesn't mean you're crazy, right? I know you keep throwing those terms in there. I don't know if that's accidental or purposeful or not, but it's like sometimes it, I don't know, right? I know you mentioned that on the last right?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but I mean, I'm just like, you know, I go through these programs, I do really good, I come through them, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm going through my life, and all of a sudden, wham, I'm like right back where I started again, and I'm like, well, where did that come from, and why am I back at the beginning? And it's like, I hear Barry, I'm recovered. I hear you, I'm recovered. I work with my guy, CBT guy, I'm recovered. And I'm like, I never can feel like I'm that guy that can say, yeah, man, I've been through all this shit, I'm recovered. I never, like, get to that point where I'm like, I feel like I can say that I'm recovered. Like, I always feel like it's a part of me, and that's okay, too. That's part of the acceptance. I get that. And I have to kind of say, yeah, I'm recovered, but I still struggle with anxiety. I mean, and I guess that's what I'm struggling with now.
Yeah, because it's in the struggle, right? So it's, and if you come on to Dare Advance, go back and listen to the very last call that we had. I talked about the other programs moving forward. You can hear that on the recording. But like, we have what's called Dare Advance, kind of like the next step down from boot camp if you want more support. You know, after boot camp's over, it's cool. It's 3 phone calls a month instead of 3 phone calls in 10 days. And you know, it's 2 with me and 1 with Barry. And there's a Facebook page, and it's very motivational and goal oriented because it kind of keeps you going. What's nice is that so you can hear back the old recordings. So a woman came on who hadn't been on in years. And it's funny because if you join, definitely go back and listen to that one. I think you get maybe an offer to go like a week or two free to try it out. Her name's Tracy. And it's funny because that was the question that she was asked. And I freaking hate that question because that's the question that everybody asks. And it's like,
what are you?
It's a weird question. No, like, when do I know that I'm recovered? Like, when do you know? Like, when
I guess
that
you
happen?
Don't, right? I guess you
It's weird.
Really...
It's just a weird question. I was hoping she would answer it. Like, well, not that I was hoping she would answer it. I was waiting to see how she was going to answer it because I always have a hard time answering that question. And she had a really hard time answering that question. It's just, and we were trying to figure it out. And it's funny. I'm like, you know, I think it's because we're trying to give an answer. We're answering. You can't really answer that question directly because it's kind of like, when do you know your strep throat is gone? All your symptoms go away and like eventually it gets better and better and better and you take your medicine and you're fine and it's gone, right? But with this, it's a weird thing. because there was never anything wrong with you to begin with. Like, this, you know, like, we get stuck with the fight of the idea that there's something wrong. We get stuck with fighting how we're feeling, and then our alarm just keeps helping us fight things we don't like. And when we stop fighting, realize there was nothing ever, anything wrong to begin with. It's a hard question to answer, and I know I sound like I'm trying to
I think you're waiting for this epiphany to happen, like, light comes from the clouds, and you're like, I'm cured, but that's not how it happens. I get it. You know, I mean, you just start kind of existing and going on with your life and going, wow, I'm not like in a funk anymore. I'm integrated in life.
Yeah, and if you are in a funk, you're just in a funk right now. You can almost stop giving a shit about it meaning like the end all to all things, because I don't like how I'm feeling right this moment or right this day. It becomes like, it's just a bad day. I just don't like how I feel right this second. It doesn't have to be death and destruction. And that was kind of what she was getting at, too. And what's nice, when I have, like, my oldies come back on, they always make sure to say, like, I was right where you were. I was barely getting out of pajamas. I was, like, high anxiety all day long, at 12 all day, multiple panic attacks a day. And here she is. I swear, I watched it all from years ago. She ended up flying to New Zealand, meeting up with somebody else in there, and they both ran a freaking marathon together. What?
Awesome.
But it was, yeah. But it was like, she made sure to say, like, I'm not, like, living this blissful life. I have mornings that I feel terrible and times where I just feel so tired or down or anxious. She goes, but I just kind of float with it now. Like, I just kind of go with it. And it's like, all right, well, I don't have to like how I feel. She goes, I spent my whole life hanging on, but now, like, every time I feel something I don't like, I don't have to hang on anymore. I just don't like it. I mean, I'll tell you, my alarm still rings. It still rings sometimes, but it's like, what?
Of course, that's life.
Not, maybe
right?
Not.
I mean, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, like my little. I think I might have said this on the last call. Like, all right, nobody likes explosive diarrhea, but every once in a while you get it. It's not like you had, like, a digestive system setback, right? It's like, oh, well, it happens, and I don't have to like things when it happens, but it's like, all right, well, that's what happened. You know, maybe it was Taco Tuesday. Maybe it was whatever. For whatever reason, something's happening. One of my systems got a little screwy. So it happens with all of our systems. Maybe we're tired. Maybe we're stressed. Maybe we get sick and something happens, kind of throws you off. Every once in a while, our alarm system gets knocked off. Whatever. It just rings at the wrong time. But when you kind of keep this mindset throughout life, you know, rather than the monster is gone, I beat it. Oh, shit, it's back. That's this idea of like, oh, my cancer is out of remission. The bad thing is back, and it's growing inside of me. And now I'm back to square one. I have to get rid of this thing again. You want to switch your mindset. So like, my alarm's kind of ringing at the wrong time. What is going on? Usually that's kind of like a sign that other things are happening. Am I like tired? Am I stressed out? Oh, I see. Oh, I'm at this building. I'm in the back of Costco. And I had that, like, remember that time that I felt trapped at that other store. Huh? Yeah, all right. Well, there's that thing. And like, that's why I always tell people, stick with Dare Advance for a while. Just come on. So it's like a nice sense you can always come back on again. Come back on, like, down the line if you want to. Because it's this overall mindset on how to kind of, like, live your life. So if, for whatever reason, you get this adrenaline rush for no reason or you have a panic attack, it doesn't have to be the same words of, here we go again. Oh, my gosh, I was doing so good. It's more like, what are you doing, alarm? Just ringing for no reason? All right, well, whatever. Oh, well, right? Oh, well, the fact that it happened is uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be like black and white. It's just, I just didn't like how I felt right now. Like, oh, I just had an adrenaline rush, or, oh, I just had a thought, and like, kind of just scared the crap out of me for a minute. All right, well, that's what happened. And it gets a nod and a nod and a nod. You start living more in sync with yourself, you know, rather than like get rid of the monster. Because there was no monster, you know, it's just your protector. The only way it can communicate with you is by making you uncomfortable. And that's kind of how we get stuck. We fight that discomfort.
Also, actually, in this talk, you also answered one of my, or rather, you addressed the experience which I have, the feeling of void. So if you are not having any anxious thoughts or, you know, anxious feelings, then, you know, feeling void, you know, something is missing, or you see boredom, so on and so forth. So I think that all is coming from that, that body or mind is used to something, you know, worry about something. And then once with there, it fades away, then what else can I do? Or, you know, this is boring, or, you know, there is some void. So it seems that many of the members are also going through this. So actually now that's how these calls really help, because then I feel that it's not just me. It's, you know, many of them are also having this. So I think that's part of the journey. So I try to enjoy that journey.
It's normal.
Yeah,
like for example,
you're...
my internet was down last night. Something happened in our neighborhood. Like we had no Wi-Fi. You would think like, what the hell? I'm like, there's no Wi-Fi. And like, no, I know.
Zombie apocalypse.
It was ridiculous. I'm like, you lived perfectly fine, like, before all of this. Like, we did stuff. And it went down at, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock. What I was mostly concerned about was, like, oh, shoot, I can't get on my Facebook pages. Like, I hope, you know. And then here I am, like, my alarm. Like, I'm not having a panic attack. But something happened that was different. And my alarm said, oh, no. What about the boot camp page? What if they're looking for you? Oh, you have a call tomorrow night. What if it's not on? Oh, you have some one-to-one call scheduled. What if you can't get on? And so those were thoughts that came up, right? And I get to choose how I respond to them, because those were true. You're right. What if I can't get on? Huh. All right. Well, maybe I'll run over to my parents' house. They live maybe 10 minutes from here. Okay. Well, I'll figure that out. Let's wait till tomorrow and let's see. So you see, it's not always like fighting my anxious thoughts. They were honestly just thoughts, in response to a situation that happened. And yet here we are. That wasn't even like what I was going to explain. What I was going to explain was we didn't know what the hell to do. We were just sitting there. Heaven forbid I actually, you know, just sit. It's just me and my husband, and we just kind of like talk. And my oldest daughter was still up. We're like, I can't get any more lives on Candy Crush. My data's not great. I can't connect to the internet on my phone. I can't. And my husband's searching through, like, our TV is somehow related to that. I don't know how all those wires work back there. But we could only get on certain shows. We was trying to find shows to watch. Like, this is ridiculous. But again, when we got hit with Hurricane Sandy years ago, we were out for like a long time, and 2 years ago we were out for about a week. We had no power. And the first few days, it was rough because it was cold and we didn't know what to do. And then you kind of get used to it. My kids remember that so clearly. They have such good memories about that, weirdly enough. They're like, remember we did shadow puppets? And somehow I was really good at it. For one day, I was really good at shadow puppets. I could make llamas, and I don't know. I can't do it anymore. But like, we played board games. You kind of adjust to it. It was awkward, but like we were so used to filling the void, especially now. There's no delay in gratification, ever. There's always like noise. It's busy. I need something quick. I order Amazon Prime. It's here in a day. I can always find something to do to keep me busy. You know, like we don't have to wait for things anymore. Like, if you can't reach me by Facebook, you send me an email, or you send me, whatever. There's 5 million ways to reach people now. So we're not good at waiting. It's hard to be patient when we don't really have to be. But like, that void just starts being like, okay, well, all right, well, now I can go do something else. Oh, that's right. I can read a book. Even last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can read books. Forgot about books. Read a book. I can do something else. We got puzzles at Christmas. You can do a puzzle. Like, you kind of forget there's other things to do because you're so used to that noise telling you what to do. Right? It becomes such an ingrained pattern of like, oh gosh, just hang on and get through this and fight. Now suddenly it's quiet. So there is this period of adjustment, but just sit and learn how to be quiet too. You know, that's just another part of just learning how to just be. You know, just be whatever. Sometimes it's loud and sometimes it's quiet. We don't have to control all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really encouraging. So encouraging to know that this is part of journey itself. So nothing special about me, etc. So thank you for the input.
Oh, you're welcome. It's nice to hear you're not special, right, on these calls.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to be special like this, you know, for this reason.
And it was nice about the groups, you know, like boot camp and like, the, you know, all the other groups going forward. It just normalizes everything. So it's like, oh, yeah, right. I didn't like how I felt for 15 minutes today. Oh, well, I can be tired for 15 minutes. I can be down for 10 minutes. I can be sad for the whole day. I can do all those things. We get stuck fighting how we're feeling. We judge so much judgment, so many expectations on how things should be, and like trying to control it all. But dance kind of teaches you how to just let go of all that stuff. You know, just live your life. And you're allowed to feel shit sometimes. You're also allowed to feel good sometimes. Sometimes people are like, oh, don't feel too good. Don't let go too much because, you know, you don't want to be caught off guard because what if it all comes back and you're not prepared for it? Like, it's just another what if. It's all just another what if. Practice staying in the moment, staying in the present. And, like, if a memory pops up, that gets a nod. Yep, that happened. If a what if pops up, yeah, whatever. That's a future possibility. But right now, this is what's happening. I might like it, and great. I don't have to do much about it. I might not like it. It might be different. It might be uncomfortable. And I don't really have to do anything about that either. I can nod and accept and allow that I don't like how I feel. It's okay that I don't like how I feel. The premise of dare.
Yep. Makes great sense.
So I know we're coming to the end of the call, but, you know, anybody have any notice, like, has it clicked differently this week? Does it make sense? Anybody's been through other programs before? Does this, I know we're not like reinventing, like, you know, whatever that term is. What's the word? Reinventing the what? What is it?
The wheel.
The wheel. We're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just kind of like showing you how to use the wheel, like in maybe a slightly different sort of way, or like, no, this is the wheel and this is how you use it. You just want to practice using it. Things clicking differently for people this week? Have you noticed any? Doesn't have to be like,
yeah,
you know, birds coming out of the heavens,
yeah,
but like, oh, yeah, that's how it works.
No, doing the morning routine, I felt way better. Like, I was like, this is great. I felt better when I did it than when I didn't do it.
Good. Okay.
For me, this
is especially in the morning, it directs your your brain, right? It directs your thoughts a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah.
For me, this is life changing because I mean, this is the first program I accidentally bumped into, and because I didn't know that what exactly I'm going through. I was just feeling weird and so on and so forth. And this gave me so much of clarity. Words are not enough to say thank you, because otherwise I was really thinking that there is something terribly wrong with me, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. And my days were like unhappy most of the time. Fortunately, I was able to do everything. You know, my daily routine was not greatly affected, but mentally it was like, it was terrible. And then when actually I came to know about what exactly is happening, all the knowledge, you know, all the steps, the DARE program itself, and now the 10 days sort of challenge, I think those brought great clarity in my life. And really, I'm so thankful. And now I have started feeling that one day, one fine day, or, you know, there will be time when I will be quote unquote recovered. And I really want to spread this knowledge because I see so many around me, they also might be having same thing, including in my family, etc. And they don't know what exactly is happening with them. So they keep on going to different doctors and do not find the reason, so on and so forth. So really, thank you very much.
Yes, please, spread the word. Pass that book forward. Pass it around, right? Have people sign it and give it back to you. You know, it's a shame because nobody's like, oh, I have a cold. You have a cold? You better go see somebody about that, right? It's like, oh, I have a cold. It's like, oh, my alarm system got a little screwy. Like, it would just be nice if it just becomes the norm because it's such a normal thing to kind of like, you know, get a little conked out every once in a while, right? Every once in a while, our other systems get a little mixed up. Every once in a while, our alarm system does too. Wouldn't it be nice to know that in like middle school? I'm like, oh yeah, here's your reproductive system. Here's your respiratory system. Here's your alarm system. Sometimes it gets a little screwy. Oh yeah, that's just called a panic attack. I know it feels like you're dying. And oh yeah, it makes these thoughts feel like they're real. But like, you know, if you just kind of speak like it's just a normal thing, you know why? Because it is a normal thing. You could break it to you, but there's nothing actually wrong with you. You know, it feels like there is, but it's just your alarm fighting the normal discomforts that we don't like, you know? And so when we stop fighting them, kind of just stop noticing them, it sort of starts to fade away. Progress, yeah, you'll see, usually happens on a look back. Sorry?
They need to teach this in high school.
Yeah, or sooner.
There has to be a class.
Totally.
I agree. It just makes sense. Like, well, let's wait until there's a problem. We have to talk about it and get rid of it and fight it. And then, like, oh, and let's talk about all your problems when you were 3 years old and how does that make you feel? And those, it's not really always necessary. Sometimes our alarms just get a little screwy. Yeah, sometimes there's stuff that's happened to us before. But to me, it always comes down to control and vulnerability. We don't feel 100% in control or somewhat vulnerable. Our alarms just kind of gives us a little tap and say, yep, what's going on? And when we fight, it just helps us fight. But when it says, yep, what's going on? And you go, oh, yeah, yeah, I just don't like how I feel. It goes, oh, okay, just checking in. Thought you were going to need my help.
I got to say, the nodding and the, like, acknowledging really helped me this week. I'm a camera operator for television, and I've had major panic attacks during, like, big football games, and no one knew it. My director, no, I just keep shooting. Like, and I was following Tiger Woods this week at the San Diego tournament, and I'm, like, behind him, and I'm having, like, anxiety, but I kept on going, nodding at it and going, I acknowledge you're there, but I have to work. Come along with me. Let's go. We're getting through this. And I had like a fine day. It was no problem. It calmed itself down. It was great. So I
awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Yeah, because probably it was like, don't shake. Oh, my gosh, calm down. Don't fuck this up. You're going to lose your job. Oh, my gosh, you're going to get fired. Don't shake. You know, like,
exactly. I'm like behind Tiger Woods. I'm behind Tiger Woods. And I'm like, I mean, I could write a book like I'm behind Tiger Woods with a major panic attack. But I'm just like, you're with me. We're going to get through this. Let's get through this hole and then get to the next hole. And I was fine. And I was like, damn, that was good. That was great.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, you know, when Tiger didn't look at me and go, are you okay, bro? I'm like, no, everything's good.
Right. Right. Exactly. And it's, of course, you're not thinking that when you're, like, out in your backyard, like, you know, oh, let me see.
No way.
These,
I think
like, cute
everybody's
little birds,
looking
right?
at me. I feel like everybody's right. looking at me like there's something wrong with this guy.
But plus, it's also... like this idea that don't mess up. This is my job. This is Tiger Woods. I better hold it together. be tough, hang in there. And like, you know, sometimes we slip into white knuckle mode, and it doesn't sound like you did that. It was like, oh, yeah, yeah, there's my alarm. God, give me more. You know what, that adrenaline, it also like gives me spidey sense. I just don't need to fight it anymore. I can use it. I can kind of like take it and harness it and use it towards what I want to use it for. You know, I don't have to fight it. I can use it. You know, I can take it and like really look at every detail around me. I can like really see where to zoom, where to pan the camera, where to, you know, like when you kind of use the energy, you've already got it. So rather than fight against it, you might as well just use it. You know, and when you do it in that sense, that's really but not.
Everything's more heightened, and I'm allowed. I can see so much more that what's going on. I agree.
Yeah, so using that energy, that's a good idea. Really using that energy, it's freely available to us. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, you've already got it, right? So the energy was designed to like, hey, here, you should do something with this. So you can take that energy and then fight yourself, right? Fight a thought you don't like, and what it does is it shines a light on the thought you don't like. So now you really don't like it. Right? That's when we get stuck. Oh, gosh, there's that thought. Oh, there's another thought. But it's like, oh, here's all that energy. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to zoom in on this. I'm going to, ooh, look at this. I'm going to, like, zoom out, and then I'm going to zoom in. And then I can use it towards what I'm doing. I've talked to people that are, like, world-renowned pianists, right? People like top-notch surgeons, big-time CEOs of big-time corporations, where it's like, hang it together, hold it together, hang on. It's like, don't hang on. It's like, you don't have to hang on anymore. There's nothing to fight against. Your alarm just sends you energy to fight something, so you fight it. But now you don't have to fight anything. You can just have all that energy. And that's where you'll hear people say, like, it's like a blessing when you flip it around. It doesn't feel like it in the beginning. Like, it's a blessing, not a curse. Like, wow. And I've had so many people come through this program, and with like, they come back, and even the woman who came on to the last Dare Advance call, she's like, I just have such a better appreciation of life now. And like, I remember this one guy came on, he's like, it's like, now, he goes, I'm not fighting things anymore. He goes, now it's like, the burger is like the best burger I've ever had, and the grass is so green. It's the same grass I've been looking at all this time, but like, I just appreciate it more. I'm like, well, you're not going to get, like, we just might be people that notice more things than other people. That's probably why we're really good at all the other things we do. Probably don't just, are not a camera guy. I don't know, a camera guy for a Tiger Woods. You're probably really freaking good at it, which is why you're following Tiger Woods, right? I get people that are really good at what they do. So now that you get to stop fighting yourself, right, it's like, wow, now I just kind of get to keep these, like we don't just see 10 shades of green. We might see 100 shades of green. We just see more that we don't like. But now we know, like, well, I don't have to actually do shit about any of them. I don't have to fight them. I can just not like them. But now I can kind of take my blinders off. We get so focused on getting rid of the things we don't like. Now I realize I could just say, oh, fucking well, I don't have to like them. But I can choose to look at these. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these shades of green. I haven't even bothered looking at these because I've been so busy trying to get rid of these shitty ones. I can just look at these. And, like, now you kind of, we get to feel life on like a brighter level than other people. And it's nice when you let go of this idea that I have to fight the parts I don't like. Now you get to experience life like with a little bit of a brighter light bulb than other people. Oh, does that sound corny?
No, it sounds great.
Absolutely.
Good, great. Yeah. Well, you know, I hope you guys, I hope to see you guys over in Dare Advance. If not, I'll be popping in on the Dare 101 page too. Post on the Dare for Success pages. If you come on to Dare Advance, pop on and say hi. I don't have the call scheduled out for February yet, but that should be posted soon. And it was very nice to work with everybody. You guys did a great job. And again, feel free to ever message me, MichelleCavanaughCoaching@gmail.com, if you ever have any questions. And I will maybe speak to you all soon.
Hey, Michelle, I just worked with you twice on the phone. I think you're phenomenal. You're great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Really,
and you know what?
Great inputs, and it's really truly encouraging listening to you. So thank you very much for all your time and inputs.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for putting in the work, because I could say whatever I want, but if you don't go out and do it, right, you know, it's kind of like I can tell you how to swim, but then you have to go and jump in the pool. And then, like, you know, you bring back the experience here and we work it out. That's what's also nice about the group call, even moving forward. Sometimes it's easier to pick it up, pick up on all these little, like, nuances and words and fighting and resisting in other people than it is in yourself. And if you come on Dare Advance, you'll be able to, you'll see, it's like, oh, she's saying, like, I tried so hard to control it, but I didn't, and I had a panic attack. Like, you'll start hearing, like, ding, ding. Oh, I see you're fighting. Oh, I see she was kind of fighting there. And then it sort of kind of seeps into the back of your head. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. And, you know, the more you talk, the more you share, the more you can kind of, like, be aware of your own patterns, what you're doing, where you're fighting, and where you're letting go. So, you know, just to add that in there, too. And, like, we are no good without feedback from everybody else. So this is 11 years of me, but me based on what I hear back from other people. So when I hear, oh, this thing's shit, Michelle, this didn't help, and I've heard that 10 million times, I'm like, hey, we need to adjust this. This thing, people are having a hard time with this. Or let's work more derealization into the program, or intrusive thoughts. People are still getting stuck in thoughts. People are seeing it as different than sensations. Let's work that in there some more. So we love feedback, and I promise you, Barry takes it all in. I promise. Like, they really, like, there's a whole little thread out there in Dare administration land where if when people give feedback, like, it goes there, and we say, okay, well, how can we incorporate this back? How can we incorporate this more into the program? Oh, we've heard this a few times now. What can we do to adjust it? So any sort of feedback, positive, constructive criticism, whatever, I mean, we really love it. That's how the program evolved. You know, that's how we are where we are now, where I hear so many people get stuck in certain spots, and now I explain things a little bit different so that it clicks a little more quickly with people. So that's thanks to feedback from everybody. So I really appreciate you guys coming on the call and talking and sharing. And hopefully I'll see you on the other group.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll speak with you all soon. Take care.
Bye.
Be nice.
Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.